This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchem Abba. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Tzadi. We're up to Se'if Yud Aleph. Now, you always want to be a good neighbor.
Someone who has a shul in his city and he doesn't enter it to daven, nikra shachin ra,
he's called a bad neighbor. He's called a bad neighbor. You don't want to be a bad neighbor. If I'm not mistaken, the Chafetz Chaim says, why is he a bad neighbor? Because if you have a friend and you don't visit him, you're not a good neighbor. So Hashem is your friend.
Okay, says Mishnah Berurah, Sheyeshla, v'im yesh shtei batei knesiyos, ba'ir tov leilech leharachoika, ki schar psiyos yesh. If there are two shuls in the city, it's better to go to the further one, because there you get schar for each step. Now, obviously, we're talking about where they don't talk in either shul, and they don't have phones in. Otherwise, you shouldn't even go in there in the first place, obviously. You know, I just thought I might mention that. But what about the inyan of Ein Mavir Na'ala Mitzvahs? Why should you go to the further shul? You know, the din of Ein Mavir Na'ala Mitzvahs is, if you're in your living room, and there's a hallway, and on the first room in the hallway, there's tefillin, and the second room, after that, there's talis, you're now to pass by the tefillin to get your talis. It's Ein Mavir Na'ala Mitzvahs. So how are you allowed to go to the further shul? So you could say we're talking about where, you know, one shul to the right is a half a mile, one shul to the left is a mile. So there's no inyan of Ein Ma'aviran. So that means that would not apply if the further shul is in the direction of the closer shul. The Dershu quotes, so I just answered the question. I said, Hachamayaskinan, where you're not passing over the shul. He brings to the Shal Shul Zalushe Mordechai that the reason why it's mutter is, you're going to do that mitzvah. Oh no. See, here, Ein Mavir Na'ala Mitzvah is now to pass by mitzvah A to do mitzvah B. But here, in this mitzvah itself, I'm being mekayim the mitzvah of shul. I'm gufa going to the shul. Ein Mavir Na'ala Mitzvah says you can't pass by mitzvah A to do mitzvah B. Here, I'm passing by mitzvah A to do mitzvah A.
Yeah, but the halicha, the going, is not the mitzvah. It's a
hither
mitzvah. What you're doing here is
the halicha is a hechsher of mitzvah A. I'm allowed to be maver with halicha on mitzvah A in order to do mitzvah A. Rabbi Yashiv adds that it would only be ein mavirin if the zman tefillah has arrived in that Beis HaKnesses. But if it has not, that's not called Ein Ma'avir Na'ala Mitzvahs. I'm not sure I understand that. What about if it's a choice between closer and more people? Because there's an Inyan of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. The Chayyadam says that Beroiv Am is more important than further. What if your parents davened in Shul A? Is that a factor? Yes. Makoim shehespalalu avoisav seems like it has some meaning. Or what if it's my makoim kavua? That also would take precedence. What if I'm in a car and I'm not walking? Do you get schar halicha for driving? No. No. Schar halicha is for walking. Who says this? The Ben Ish Chai. Shas Jo Tov Shema. So the question is, did they have cars in the time of the Ben Ish Chai? I don't know. The Dershu says, V'nasiya b'mechoynes ayrachav al gabe behima. Why not? Why don't you get schar psiyos? L'chayra, it's a bigger tircha. Is the inyan walking, or is the inyan the tircha? Okay, interesting.
Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Lamechas Nikra, you're called a bad neighbor. The Kein Derech Shechinim Aram Sheinachnas Beis Chavreihem. Bad neighbors don't go into their friends' houses. Va'ayin ba'achwenim shekasu sha'afilu ein sham minyan asara. This inyan, this idea that a person is called a bad neighbor, Sigmar Brachas Dav Ches, is even if the shul doesn't have a minyan. The hastamak tani, it just says stam. The Prima Gadim is mesupik whether someone who davens at home and doesn't go into a shul that does not have a minyan, whether you're still called a bad neighbor. The im is spalo bebeisoy basar, if you're davening in your house with a minyan, b'chol gavne eno nikra shachin ra. If in your house there is a minyan and you don't go to the shul, you're not called a bad neighbor. Why? Because the chobe yasar shchinta sharya. Whenever you have 10, the shchina is present. Umiyu al kapanim midei chovas beis haknesses loynafek. Nevertheless, you do not fulfill the mitzvah of going to a shul. Elam kein oisei amagin shesvam by kavol kedusha, unless the place that you're davening is established for kedusha. Shachin ra, a bad neighbor. Dechsev koyamar Hashem al kol shchinei haraim. Shchinai Haraim, Hinani Noisa Shameyala Masam. So says the Almighty, on all my bad neighbors, I will remove them from on my land. By the way, I think this is supportive of the idea that the Marsha says in Masechta Megillah that Asidim Bate Knesios Bate Midrashos Likava Shebabav Likava Eretz Yisrael, that the Marsha says, therefore, that right now, a shul has the status of Eretz Yisrael. The din of Avira Da'ara applies in shuls. Because the Pasuk here is saying, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, this is what I say about all my bad neighbors, I will remove them from their land. L'chardes, this is talking about Eretz Yisrael. So why, just because someone is a bad neighbor, do they get taken off Eretz Yisrael? It sounds like if you don't come to a shul which has the status of Eretz Yisrael, so the midah k'negin midah is your not tash me'al ad masam. V'chol hamashkim umarav lebeis haknesses zoich larichas yomim. Those who wake up early and stay late in the shul are zoich to long life. Shenemar, ashrei adam shoymei ali. Fortune is the person who listens to me. Lishgoid al dal soysa yomim, who is diligent by my doors every day. Uchsiv acharav. And it's written after it, Ki moitzai matzachayim. Those who find me find life. By the way, in this pasuk, Ashrei Adam Shoymei Ali Lishgoid Al Dal Soisa Yom Yom. There's an amazing Arizal. Arizal says like this. You know when the snake convinced Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, the pasuk says Nachash Hishiani. The Nachash seduced me. The Arizal says the word Hishiani is a very unusual word. The Nachash Hishiani. What does that mean? Where does that word come from? So that Rizal's Megala, that because of the Cheder of the Eitz Hadas, the Nachash was successful in taking out two Dalads from two different Shemos of Hashem. One Aleph Dalad Nun Yud. Aleph Dalad Nun Yud became Ani. And Shakai also became Shai. Hanachosh Hishiani, he Hishianied me. He removed the Dalet of Shakai and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So says Ari, how do you put back the Dalets? Ashrei Adam Shoymei Ali Lishkoid Al Dal Soisai Deles Dalet. Not like they taught you in Yeshiva, is not Dalet Lamed Dalet. Dalet is Deles. Dalet Lamed Tuf. That's how you spell it. So by coming to Shul in the morning and in the evening, you are Mashlim, the two Dalets of the two Shemois that the Nachash took out of the two Shemois of Hashem. Anyway, Mitzvah Sif Yud Beis. One second. Nikra Shachin Ra, you call the bad neighbor. V'goyrem Golos Loi Ulavanov. And you cause Golos to you and to your children. I believe the Maral explains that when Jews come to shul, it's basically a pre-enactment and a paradigm of kibbutz galuyos. You live on Avenue M, you live on East 31st, you live on Avenue S, you live on Avenue T, you live on East 22nd, and all these various people are gathering together in Makom Echad. So if you don't come to the shul and you're not Mekayim, kibbutz galuyos, the repercussion is galus. Okay, Sif Yud Beis. Mitzvah larotz kishahelech beis haknesses. It's a mitzvah to run when you go to shul. Say, run? I haven't run in 30 years. Well, that's why you have to do exercise, to be able to mekayim the mitzvah of running to shul. V'chein l'chol dvar mitzvah, whenever you do a mitzvah, you should run. Afilu b'shabbos, even on Shabbos, sha'aseh l'seb si'agas, you can't take large steps. Aval k'shiyetzim eis haknesses, even on Shabbos, you can't take large steps, you run to shul on Shabbos. But aval k'shiyetzim eis haknesses, when you leave the shul, asr l'arotz. It's asr to run. Now what if you're leaving shul to come learn Mishnah Berurah at 9 o'clock? So you're not going to work, you're going to learn. We're going to see. It says Mishnah Berurah, mitzvah, shenemar, v'neida'a, nirdifa, ladas, es Hashem. Where is that pasuk? It doesn't say my Mishnah Berurah. Then Hoshea, where is that? V'neida'a, nirdifa, ladas, es Hashem. Hoshea. Umizen nilmat, from here we learn. The kol shekein. So, right, the puzzle says, we will know, we will run to know Hashem. You want to know God, you got to run. Don't stand in the middle of the road to speak with your friend about your own personal business. Because by doing so, you could come after Baruch Hu and Kedusha. You don't schmooze in the morning. You want a coffee? Drink it. You want to drink in the coffee room? Avoid socializing. So let's say you live 5 blocks away from the shul. You don't have to run all the way there. You know, you're going to say you're out of breath, you can't run. Okay, no problem. When you get within a half a block of the shul, that's when you start running. There it will be recognizable. You're doing it for the mitzvah of going to the shul. For Shachris, you're holding Taos and Tefillin, it's always recognizable you're going to shul. So you could start running, ready, get set, go as soon as you come out of your front door. Especially if you're being mekayim, the inyan of wearing the Taos and Tefillin on the way to shul, then it's also pretty recognizable. However, when we come out, berchoiv akum lo yarotz, don't run, in Times Square, or really on any street where they're goyim. Larotz, ad Pesach Beisach, until you get to the entrance of the shul. Basically, once you get to the shul, it's asr to run, but you should walk with reverence. Therefore, if you get called up for an aliyah, you don't run, you go bezrizus, but you don't run. You can't run in a shul. Says the Mechaber, on Shabbos, it's asr. On Shabbos, you're allowed to run to shul, even though it's asr lefsoya, psi agasa. Says Mishaburov, af bechol noitel echem mechamish mes mirah arenov shal adam. Even during the week, taking a psi agasa takes away 1/500th of your eyesight. Va'ayin b'prim agadim. So, what does the Mechaber mean? It's a mitzvah to run to shul, and for any dvar mitzvah, even on Shabbos that you're now to take a psi agasa. So why are you allowed to run if you're now to take a psi agasa? So is the answer that to run to shul, you're allowed to take a psi agasa? Or is the answer that running is not a psi agasa? Psi agasa is fast walking. Running is a different technique. What does the Mechaber mean? L'chara the Mechaber means that even though for something else you can't even take a psi agasa, for shul you can even run. He quotes the, what is a psi agasa? The Rama says on Simen Shin Aleph, that's when you walk more than an amma at a time. So then how do you exercise, right? You want to know that. I knew you'd want to know. How do you exercise? I once heard somebody ask Rav Miller that question. How do you exercise if you're not taking psia gasa? He said the pshat of psia gasa is the guy is like, he's anxious. He has anxiety. Like he's worried he's not going to get somewhere on time. So anxiety is bad for your sight. But exercise is good for your sight. So it depends what you're doing. If you're anxious, then it doesn't matter where you are. That type of walking is takes away from your sight. The Prima Gadim says that even for a Dvar Mitzvah, you know how to take a psia gasa. Because it's Hezek Matzoy, and we don't say Shluchim Mitzvah in a Nivzakim. And if your nature is you always walk that way, you have to force yourself not to do that on Shabbos.
Why do you say you can run less than the sheer of psia gasa?
You're running like, you can't run that way.
No.
You're gonna do a tumble. You're gonna flip over. To me, the reading of the Mechaber is for a Dvar Mitzvah. You could take a psia gasa. He brings a marsha in brachos is mashma that a psia gasa is mutter l'dvar mitzvah. He brings that from the piskei riaz that it's mutter to take psia gasa for a mitzvah. There's a discussion here, but I don't really understand this discussion. Isn't the mechaber mashma clearly? You're allowed to take a psia gasa when you go to shul.
If it's causing damage during the week as well?
Because during the week, it only causes damage. On Shabbos, it's usser. Shabbos, there's an isser. You see, even on Shabbos, that it's isser. And that's why, you're right. Mishnah Berurah points out, even in the Chol, you shouldn't. But even on Shabbos, also, okay. Sivkata mem gimel asr larutz v'loy lifsay psia gasa. When you leave a shul, you can't run, you can't take large steps. Lfi shemara atzma she'iko v'sekneses daimel of kamasai. Because when you run out of shul, it looks like you know you can't wait until you get out. B'amed v'amem kishok la'asakov. Ah, avlam yoytze amanas lachzar. What if you're leaving to get back quicker? Mitzvah larutz k'day lachzar maher. It's a mitzvah to run to get back quicker. V'chenem yoytze v'sekneses v'sam medrash k'day lomay toira. You're allowed to run. The people who see you don't know, says the Magen Avraham, it's still a mitzvah to run. So if you're leaving the Beis HaKnesses to go to Chavrusa, you're allowed to run. Rabbi Isai, have a great day. Great to see everybody. Hatzlach Rabba.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.